Can you hear everyone hear me?
Yes.
I have to apologize for my voice. Still hasn't quite recovered from being sick.
我很抱歉我的声音因为我生病所以还没有完全恢复。
Well, good morning, everyone.
各位早。
Hope you don't mind, but I'm your substitute for Ralph today.
我希望你们不介意因为我今天在这里我是代替Ralph弟兄讲道。
Pastor Liu had originally asked Ralph to preach on this day, but for obvious reasons, Ralph isn't able to make it.
梁牧师原本是请Ralph弟兄今天来讲道，可是很明显的他今天不能够在这里。
Let's go ahead and start off with a brief word of prayer.
让我们先开始用祷告来开始。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we just want to lift this time up into your hands. And we ask that you would bless the time for us. We ask that your Holy Spirit would bless us with understanding. And we ask that you would work in our hearts. Guide our understanding as we read your word together. And we ask that you would be speaking to us this morning. Use this time to draw us closer to you. And help us during this time to just love you more. And we just pray for your leading from beginning to end. We pray this in Jesus' name. I don't know if you had any experience like I did when I was younger. But when I was young, I tended to ask a lot of questions. And one of the questions that really kind of bothered me was, why am I here?
其中, 很困扰我的一个问题就是, 我为什么会在这里?
And I always wondered about, why was I born in the particular place that I was?
我一直在想为什么我会在那个时候出生在那里?
Most of you were not born here in the States. But I was. And I was born at a time and place where there weren't a whole lot of other Chinese around. In elementary school, they kind of always referred to me as the Chinese kid. Because I was the only one. And so, you know, that kind of made me feel a little funny. But I always kind of wondered, why? Why did God put me in that place, that time, that situation? Or I even asked, is there a God?
或者甚至我会问说, 到底有没有神?
Maybe the time and place I was at was just an accident.
也许我在那个时候, 在那个地方也只是一个意外。
And if that's the case, then there would be no meaning.
如果是这种情形的话, 那我的存在就没有意义的。
But I think it's very natural for us sometimes to ask questions like that.
我想, 很自然的我们大概有的时候都会问这个问题。
Why are things happening the way they are?
为什么事情会这样发生?
Is there meaning?
有没有意义?
Is there purpose?
有没有一个目的?
And I think we see just how many people ask those questions in this country and around the world.
我们知道我们会看到在这个国家在全世界有很多人都在问同样的问题。
Because Rick Warren wrote a book trying to address some of those questions.
因为, Rick Warren 牧师他写了一本书, 他想要, 来解释一下这个问题。
And that's what his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, is about.
这就是他写的那本《标杆人生》所写的。
It's trying to answer that question. Why am I here?
他试着要回答这个问题，就是我为什么会在这里？
What's my purpose?
我的目的，我存在的目的是什么？
What am I supposed to do?
我应该要做什么？
And of course, the purpose-driven book, I mean, the purpose-driven life answers all those questions with respect to God.
这本《标杆人生》里面，他有回答了很多有关于神的问题。
And that, it turns out, is the most important idea in trying to answer some of these questions.
这个其实就是一个要回答这个问题一个很重要的一个概念。
We need to understand that God is behind whatever is happening.
我们必须要了解，在所有的事情背后都有神的美意。
Nowhere in the Bible do we see this better than the book of Esther.
在圣经里面讲这个解释的最清楚的就是在以斯帖记里面。
We don't have time to go through the whole story today, so we'll just have to summarize.
我们没有时间讲整个的故事，所以我们只讲一个大概。
But Esther was one of the Jews that was still in captivity in Persia.
以斯帖是当时仍然在波斯国被俘虏在波斯国的犹太人之一。
But it so happened that she ended up being chosen as the new queen for the king of Persia.
可是她后来被选为波斯王的新王妃。
Esther did not have any real choice in this matter.
她并没有任何选择在这件事情上。
And she must have been asking some of those same questions.
她一定在那时候也有问同样的问题。
Why is this happening to me?
为什么这件事情会发生在我身上？
Why am I in these circumstances?
我为什么会在这种环境之中？
Well, it turned out that God showed her why.
神后来显示给她为什么会这样。
A crisis arose in Persia.
在波斯那时候有一个危机发生。
The top advisor to the king had managed to pass a law that declared all the Jews would be killed.
那个波斯王的一个大臣，他向王建议要把所有的犹太人都杀死。
Only the king would be able to do anything to stop this.
只有国王能够来停止这件事情。
And so Esther's cousin Mordecai had a special request for her.
所以以斯帖的堂兄莫迪改。向他提出了一个要求。
He wanted Esther to go to the king to ask for help.
他要以斯帖去向王去请求。
But there was a slight problem.
可是其中有一个问题。
Even though she was the queen, she did not automatically have permission to go to the king.
她虽然是王后，可是她并不能够随时去见王。
In fact, the rules were very strict.
事实上，他那时候的规定是很严格的。
If you went to the king without permission, it was possible that you could be killed.
你如果没有得到王的允许就去见王的话，你可能会被处死。
Only if the king decided to show mercy would you be allowed to live.
只有当国王决定要施恩于你的时候，你才能够活下来。
And this is the problem that Esther was wrestling with.
所以那时候以斯帖他就在考虑这个问题。
She explained this to Mordecai, saying, if I go to the king, I may die.
他对莫迪改解释说，如果我去见王的话，我很可能会被处死。
And that's where we pick up the story in Esther chapter 4, verses 12 through 14.
我们现在就来看以斯帖记第四章十二节到十四节。
When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer. Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this?
以斯帖记第四章十二到十四节，人就把以斯帖这话告诉莫迪改，莫迪改托人回复以斯帖说，你莫想在王宫里强过一切犹大人，得免这祸。此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救，你和你父家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的分位，不是为现今的机会吗？
The book of Esther is very interesting because it's a book where the name of God is never mentioned.
以斯帖记很有趣的就是在这本书里面都没有提到神的名字。
If you read through the book, God's never mentioned once.
你如果看这本书的话，里面没有一次提到神。
But throughout the book, it's clear that it's assumed that God is there.
可是在整本书里面，你很可以很清楚地看到神是在那里。
And we see this even in Mordecai's response to Esther.
我们在莫迪改对以斯特的回答里面，我们都可以看到神。
Because he says, and who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this.
因为他说，焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
Mordecai is saying to Esther, this is the answer to your question.
莫迪改对以斯帖说，这就是对你问题的回答。
This is why God has done this.
这就是为什么神会这样做。
It's not an accident.That you are now the queen of Persia.
你现在是波斯的王后，并不是一件意外的事情。
But it was God's doing.
这是神的作为。
And God has put you in the right place at the right time for the right reason.
神在这个适当时刻把你摆在适当的地点，是为了一个适当的原因。
But we see that even with all of that, even with God manipulating.Everything that happened.
可是我们看到，即使在这件整件事情背后，都有神的旨意在那里。
Even with God causing a fight between the first king, I mean the king and the first queen, so that she was removed.
即使我们看得到神在这里让国王和第一个王后起了争执，然后第一个王后被废掉。
That's why the king was looking for a new queen in the first place.
所以国王在找一个新的王后。
And then there were many beautiful women who were rounded up.
然后有很多美女都被带到王宫里来。
The king could have chosen any one of those women.
这王有很可能可以选择其中的任何一个。
But the one he chose was a Jew.
可是他选中的呢是一个犹太人。
Is that all accident?
这些都是意外发生的吗？
Was that all coincidence?
这都是意外吗？
Mordecai here is telling Esther, no, it was not an accident.
莫迪改在这里告诉以斯帖说，不，这并不是一件意外。
You've been put in this position for a reason.
你被摆在这个地方是有一个原因的。
And that reason is to do the will of God.
这个原因就是来实践神的旨意。
But Esther still has to struggle with this.
可是以斯帖还是在挣扎。
Even though she's been given the opportunity by being put in the right place at the right time, she still has to decide.
虽然她被摆在适当的时机，摆在适当的地点，可是呢，她还是必须要做这个决定。
She has to decide if she's going to take the risk.
他必须要决定他要不要来冒这个险。
And this principle is what we're going to talk about today.
我们今天要讨论的呢，就是这个原则。
Because as we'll see, Esther is not the only person that God does this with.
因为我们可以看到，以斯帖并不是神对，就是说这样对待的唯一一个人。
In fact, for each one of us,God can put us in the right place at the right time.
事实上，对我们中间的每一个人，神都会有可能把我们在适当的时机摆在一个适当的地点。
But then, like Esther, we may face a choice as to whether we're going to do what God put us there for.
可是我们就像以斯帖一样，我们有这个权利来选择，我们要不要做神要我们做的事。
Now there is one thing that we need to establish right at the beginning here.
我们开头要来确定一件事。
And that is the fundamental idea that God is in control.
也就是基本的原则，就是说神掌权。
That God can control events and control circumstances.
神控制所有的一切，所有的情形。
That's Mordecai's assumption in what he says to Esther.
这是就是莫迪改对以斯帖这样说的时候，他就是这样的假设。
And in fact, in the whole book of Esther, you see this series of events that might look like coincidences.
事实上，在整本以斯帖记里，你可能看所有发生的事情都是意外发生的。
One of the other things that ends up helping to save the Jews is the fact that one night the king can't sleep.
另外有一件事，对犹太人有帮助的，就是有一天晚上那个王没有办法睡觉。
Is that an accident?
这是一件意外发生的事吗？
Or is it part of God's plan?
还是说这是神计划中的一部分呢？
And so, we need to decide, right at the beginning, do we believe that God is in control?
所以在一开始我们就要决定，我们相不相信神是掌权的？
Or do we think that God is kind of a bystander?
还是我们认为说神只是一个旁观者？
That God sits on high and he watches what happens, but he really doesn't have anything to do with it.
神是不是就高高的坐在他的位置上，然后与我们周遭所发生的事情都没有关系呢？
Well, let me tell you, if that's the case, we're probably in trouble.
让我告诉你，如果那是这样真的话，那我们可能有很大的麻烦。
Now God gives us a great promise in Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
在罗马书第八章二十八节，神给了我们很大的应许。
Paul says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose."
保罗这样说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
This is a very valuable and important promise to us.
这是一个很有价值而且很重要的一个应许。
This is part of what should enable us to withstand trials.
我们可以靠这个金句来抵挡试炼。
This should enable us to withstand the difficult times.
这节经文这个应许应该能够让我们度过很困难的时刻。
Because God promises us that no matter what is happening to us, ultimately it's for good.
因为神应许我们，不管发生任何事，结果都是好的。
But consider, if God is not in control, what is this promise worth?
可是想想看，如果神没有掌权的话，那这个应许有什么价值呢？
If God is not in control, then this promise really doesn't mean anything.
如果神没有掌权的话，那这个应许完全没有意义。
In fact, this verse says, God works for the good of those who love him.
事实上，这一节经句说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
He is active. He is doing things. He's not just sitting back and watching.
神是很积极的在掌权的，他并不是只坐在那里看着。
So the first thing that we kind of need to get straight is that God is an active God.
So 我们第一件要厘清的事就是神是一个很积极的神。
And that He is working for our good.
他的一切作为都是为了我们的益处。
And that truly everything that happens is designed by God.
然后所有一切发生的事情都是神所预备的。
And that it is for the good of those who love him.
叫爱神的人得益处。
This is a situation similar to what you used to have with the Chinese emperors.
这个情形呢，跟以前中国的皇帝那时候的情形是很相似的。
Or with the kings of Europe.
或者是跟欧洲的那些帝王也是一样的。
Because what these kinds of individuals had was authority.
因为这些帝王他们都很有权柄。
When they gave an order, it was carried out.
当他们下一个命令的时候，命令一定会被实行。
If the people didn't carry out the order, they were probably going to get executed.
如果你没有遵行这个命令的话，你很可能就被处死。
So these people made sure that what they wanted to happen happened.
所以这些帝王，他们就是确定所有该做的事都被做到。
But God has more authority than any emperor or king.
可是神比任何的帝王或国王都更有权柄。
And he has more power than any emperor or king.
他比任何的国王或帝王都更有能力。
So if these people could see that their orders were carried out, why not God?
所以如果这些人他们的命令都能够被施行的话，那为什么神的命令不会被施行呢？
And in fact, that is how it is.
事实上呢，事实就是如此。
What God decrees comes to pass. What He says is going to happen will happen.
神所说的都会发生。
God is in control.
神掌权。
We see a little more from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
我们再来看以弗所书第二章第十节。
Says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
This is a very precious verse.
这是一节很宝贵的经文。
If you go to the original Greek language, this phrase saying we are God's workmanship is very special.
这一节经文说我们原是他的工作，这是很特别的。
It implies that God has taken very special care in creating each one of us.
他的意义就是说神要付出特别的心力，当他创造我们的时候。
It's much like an expert watchmaker uses great skill and care in putting together a watch.
像一个很好的制表专家，他用很用心的来组装一个表。
Attention is paid to every little detail.
对于每一个细节都不放过。
That's what that phrase implies in Ephesians chapter 2.
这就是以弗所书第二节第二章第十节里面所的意义。
That God has created and designed you and I in a very special way.
神用很特别的方法来设计，来创造你跟我。
And He has done it in great detail according to exactly how He wanted it to be.
然后他依照他的计划。很详细，每一个细节都很注意的来制造你跟我。
And that He has created each one of us to do good works.
他创造了我们每一个人来行善事。
So we see that God has taken the time and effort to make sure that we're built the right way to do these good works.
所以我们看到神是用尽他的心力来创造我们，我们来可以来做行好事。
But we realize that God has also directed the path of our life.
可是我们知道神同时也预备了我们当走的道路。
Without God, life can seem like a series of meaningless choices.
如果没有神的话，我们的生命就好像是一连串没有意义的选择。
We can go this way or that way.
我们可以这样做，也可以那样做。
We could choose this or that.
我们可以选这个或者选那个。
And some of these choices will have huge effects on our lives.
有些选择对我们的生命会有很大的影响。
And of course, the biggest being, do I believe in Jesus?
当然。 最重要的就是我信不信耶稣。
But other choices, such as, what is my career going to be?
其他的选择，比如说，我的职业，我将来要做什么？
Or am I going to change my career?
不是，我要不要改变我的职业？
Where am I going to live?
我要住在哪里？
Who will my friends be?
我要跟谁做朋友？
Who will I marry?
我要跟谁结婚？
All these different choices that can take us on different paths.
这些不同的选择都能够让我们走到不同的道路上。
But we see that when God has prepared these good works for us, He's controlled all that.
可是我们看到神为我们预备了这些应当做的事的时候，他是掌权的。
God has directed all those different choices by various people.
神有指引我们应该走的路。
And again, the purpose is so that we can do good works.
这个目的就是说让我们能够行善。
Exactly what we saw happening with Esther.
这就是我们看到在以斯帖身上所发生的事。
God directed the choices of various people, including the king.
神设计了各在他周围的人所发生的事，包括发生在王身上的事。
So that Esther would be put in that right place at the right time.
以至于以斯帖能够在适当的时机，能够摆在适当的地方。
Where she had to make a decision, will I risk my life to do what God wants?
她这时候必须要做一个决定，说我要不要为了我的我的族人来 冒我生命的危险。
So we see that God prepares us, God prepares the circumstances to bring us to those positions.
所以我们看到神预备了这个环境，然后预备了我们，把我们摆在这样的环境之中。
To give us the opportunities to serve Him.
给我们来侍奉他的机会。
And like Esther,The question becomes, how will we respond?
像以斯帖一样，我们的回答就是我们要怎么样来回应呢？
We see one particular response from the book of Isaiah.
我们在以赛亚书里面看到一个特别的回应。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me.
以赛亚书第六章第八节这样说：“我又听见主的声音说，可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？”我说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
Isaiah's response was not only yes, but an enthusiastic yes.
以赛亚回答并不光只是说是的，而是一个很热切的一个回答，热切的回答。
Even after God explained to him.His task was going to be hard.
即使神跟他解释说，他所要面临的事情是很困难的。
In fact, he explained to Isaiah, "No one's going to listen to you."
事实上，神对以赛亚说，没有人会听你的话。
And those that do listen to you are going to be mad at you.
而那些听你话的人呢，他们会对你愤发怒。
So this is not a fun job that Isaiah was volunteering for.
所以以赛亚在这里说，自愿要做的事情并不是一个很有趣的一个工作。
And yet he was willing to do it.
而事实上，他愿意去做。
He was willing to answer God's call.
他愿意去回应神对他的呼召。
And that needs to be our response as well.
而这个呢，也应该是我们的回应。
Isaiah, I'm sure, had.Many second thoughts about what he was doing.
我相信以赛亚当时呢也有心里面也有别的想法。
Because it was hard.
因为这是一件很困难的工作。
And because it was discouraging.
而且是很让人沮丧的工作。
But he knew two things.
可是他知道两件事。
The first thing he knew was that he was doing what God wanted him to do.
他确信的第一件事就是说。他所做的是神要他做的事。
And that he was fulfilling his purpose.
他是在实行他生命的目的。
And the second thing that he knew was that God was with him.
他所确信的第二件事情就是神与他同在。
So if we're going to respond in a similar manner, we need to keep those things in mind.
所以如果我们要做出同样的回应的话，我们必须要记住这两件事。
If we're willing to answer God's call to serve,
如果我们愿意回应神对我们的呼召的话，
we need to remember that we're doing what God wants us to do.
我们必须要记得我们是做神要我们做的事。
That we're doing the good works that God has prepared in advance.
我们是在做神为我们所预备要我们行的善事。
That He's prepared us for and that He's prepared the circumstances for.
他预备了我们，他也预备了我们的环境。
So that's the first thing to remember, that we're doing what God wants us to do.
所以这是我们必须要记住的第一件事。
And the second thing to remember is that God is with us.
我们要记住的第二件事就是神与我们同在。
Many of you have seen the movie that came out not quite a year ago, Fireproof.
你们中间许多人曾经看过这部 Fireproof 这部电影，这个是差不多一年之前出的。
I think that the story of how this movie came to be made is a great one for us to hear.
我觉得这部电影制作的过程呢，是一个很好，对我们来说很好，应该知道的事。
Some of you may not be familiar with exactly how this movie came to be made.
你们之中可能有些人并不知道这部电影是怎么样制作的过程。
This movie was produced mainly by a Baptist church in Georgia.
这部电影是主要是在乔治亚州的浸信会所制作的。
And they had done a few movies before.
他们之前也拍过几部电影。
But this was the biggest and hardest one they were ever going to try.
可是这是最大的最困难的一部制作。
But they felt it was God's calling for them to deliver a biblical message with a film.
可是他们认为这是神对他们呼召，来制造一部这个合乎圣经道理的电影。
And couple reasons I love this movie is because it delivers the message of the gospel and it delivers a biblical message on marriage.
我喜欢这部电影，其中原因之一就是这部电影表达了福音的道理，同时也表达了婚姻应该的生活中的道理。
But making this movie took a lot of work.
可是制作这部电影呢，也花很多的功夫。
This was done completely with volunteers.
这部电影完全是由义工来完成的。
All the people you see in the movie, except for one, are volunteers from that church.
这部电影里面所有的演员除了一位以外，其他都是他们那个教会里面的义工。
The script was written by some of their associate pastors.
剧本呢是由他们里面的牧师所写成的。
And it's not like they got to say, okay, we're going to stop being pastors for a while we write this movie. They had to do both.
那并不是说他说他停下他牧师手边的工作来写这个剧本，他必须要同时做两件事。
It took them a few months to film all the scenes for this.
他们花了几个月的时间来拍摄制这部电影。
And they had to pay for all the equipment and stuff themselves.
他们必须要筹钱出来付所有的装备的费用。
It took time, money, hard work, and a lot of dedication.
你需要花费时间、精力以及很多的心力。
But when you watch them in the process of making the movie, you see just how much joy there is.
可是如果你看到他们制作电影的过程当中的时候，你可以看到他们有很多的喜乐。
Even though it's hard work, even though it takes time.
虽然这是一个很艰难的工作，要花费很多的时间。
Some of the scenes in the movie, it's kind of supposed to be taking place in the summertime.
电影里面有一些情景呢，本来是应该在夏天发生的。
They're actually being filmed in November in Georgia.
而事实上，它是在乔治亚州，在十一月的时候设置的。
So while everyone's out there on camera, they're really freezing.
所以当他们在拍摄电影的时候，他们其实是冻坏了。
Every day, people provided food for the people working on the movie.
每天，很多会众都提供食物给这些拍摄的工作者。
If you have a chance to get the DVD, there is a special section that talks about how they made the movie.
如果你有机会看这部电影的话，在那个 DVD 上面，它有一个部分就是描述他们怎么样制作这部电影。
I suggest you take the time to watch it. I found it as inspiring as the movie itself.
我建议你去看那一部分，因为它跟这个电影本身一样，都是很能令人启发的。
Because what you see there is this whole group of people answering God's call.
因为你可以看到有这整个这一群人都在回应神对他们的呼召。
Seeing that they've been called to serve by making movies to deliver biblical messages.
看到他们回应神的呼召来拍摄这个电影来传扬神的福音。
And even though it's hard work and it takes time, that's not what they're thinking about.
虽然这是一个很艰难的工作，要花费很多的时间，可是他们思想并不是这个。
They're thinking about what they're doing for God.
他们所思想的是他们为神所做的工。
That's the attitude that God wants each one of us to have.
这也就是神要我们每一个人都有同样的态度。
When we think about serving God, I think we should think about how our relationships should be with our spouses.
当我们想到我们跟神的关系的时候，我们应该想到说我们跟我们的配偶之间的关系。
Husbands, I think you can especially relate to some of this.
做丈夫的我很相信，我相信你们能够体认到这些。
Let's say that you told your wife, I love you.
比如说你跟你的妻子说，我爱你。
Oh, by the way, I'm never going to do anything for you.
可是呢，我可能我不会为你做任何事。
By the way, I really don't want to spend time talking with you.
可是呢，我实在不想跟你说话。
In fact, you know, I really don't want to spend a whole lot of time in your presence.
事实上呢，我实在不想跟你在一起。
But trust me, I love you.
可是相信我，我是很爱你。
Trust me, you're going to end up on the couch.
You?
If you say that to your wife.
如果你这样跟你太太讲的话，相信我，你一定会在沙发上睡觉。
Or you're going to end up out the door.
或许呢，你更被赶出门去。
And even if we do remember to give a gift like flowers or candy.
事实上，即使你记得送你太太花或者是糖果
，How we do it matters, doesn't it?
你做这个事情的态度也是很重要，是不是
？So you show up at the door with a surprise gift of flowers.
所以回到家门口，带着一束花，要给你太太惊喜。
Here you go. I had to do this. Hope you're happy now.
就像递给他说，这给你吧，我要去做别的事。
Oh, by the way, I love you.
还有，我爱你。
I think you're on the couch again.
我想你今天晚上可能还是要在沙发上过夜。
So, if we think about how we would treat another person that we care for, especially our spouse.
所以当我们想到我们对我们所爱的人，我们是怎么样对待他，尤其是对待你的配偶的时候。
We need to ask ourselves, how will I treat God?
我们需要问我们自己，我们是怎么样对待神
？If I really love another person, that relationship is going to be characterized by giving.
如果我真的爱一个人的话，那么我必须要，就是说要对他，付出。
If I really love God, shouldn't it be the same?
如果我真的爱神的话，我不是应该也这么做吗
？And so.God cares about our attitude.
所以神是在乎我们的态度的。
One of the slogans for working in like, you know, fast food restaurant is service with a smile.
在一些素食店他们有一句标语就是说用你的带着微笑来服务。
You know, you never like it if you go up to the counter at McDonald's and they go, what do you want?
如果你去麦当劳买东西，那柜台的人跟你说你要什么，你一定不喜欢他的态度。
Hurry up and order, I don't have all day. You're tempted to say, I'd like another person to help me, please. One who has the right kind of attitude. That's the same kind of thing we should be thinking about when we're thinking about serving God. Do I come to God with that kind of reluctant attitude? Okay, yeah, I'm here, I'm serving, but I'm not going to like it. That's not going to help things. And it's certainly not pleasing to God.
同时, 他也绝对不会,
and hopefully, that's not the way you would treat your spouse or your friend. So yes, sometimes the good works that God calls us to do are hard. Sometimes there might really be some pain involved in doing it. I can relate to that just from yesterday here at church. Because we were basically doing the cleanup around the church grounds. And let me tell you, after pulling the weeds, it hurt.
拔了很多野草以后，我告诉你， 我的背很痛。
I'm getting older.
我越来越老。But
the thing that I was really glad to see yesterday is that it was service with a smile.
可是我很高兴地看到，就是昨天我可以看到大家是用微笑来侍奉。
We didn't have anyone, okay, I'm here.
我们并没有人说，哎呀，好了，我在这里。
Everyone was glad to be serving. And that's how we best glorify God. Our last section of scripture is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 14-30. This is sometimes called the parable of the talents.
这一段经文呢,
I'll go ahead and read the verses in English and then we'll have them in Mandarin. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you have entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
马太福音25:14，天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000。那领2000的也照样另赚了2000，但那领1000的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领5000银子的又带着那另外的5000来说，主啊，你交给我5000银子，请看我又赚了5000。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领2000的也来说，主啊，你交给我2000银子，请看我又赚了2000。主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领1000的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，我就害怕去把你的1000银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，就当把我的银子放给那兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回，夺过他这1000来给那有10000的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，没有的连他所有的也要夺过来。把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
Now it's important not to misinterpret this passage.
很重要的一件事就是不要来误解这一节经文。
God is not telling us here, well, if you don't serve, you're going to hell.
神并不是跟你说，你不侍奉的话，你就会下地狱。
We are saved through faith in Jesus Christ.
我们借着信，我们就得救。
And that's it.
就是这样。
But at the same time, what God is telling us here is that He has equipped us.
可是在这里，神告诉我们的是，他已经装备了我们。
He has given us talents.
他给了我们才干。
He has given us abilities.
他给了我们能力。
And the question is whether you're going to use those abilities for God or not.
现在的问题就是，你要不要用你的能力来为神做工？
Are we going to use them, or are we going to waste them or hide them away?
你是要好好的利用它呢，还是你要浪费掉它，然后或者把它藏起来？
And what we do see in this passage is God's attitude about wasting those talents.
我们在这里看到的就是神对于你浪费你的才能，神的态度是怎么样。
If we can do something to serve him, but we say, no, I refuse, that's not good.
如果你能为神做工，可是你跟神说，哦，我拒绝，这是不好的。
It's not something that God is happy with.
这是神所不喜悦的。
Actually, my father told me somethingwhen I was young, it's remarkable because my father's not a Christian.
事实上，我小的时候，我父亲曾经告诉我一件事情，这是很奇妙的，因为我父亲并不是一个基督徒。
But he told me that if you have an ability that's been given to you, something that you can do, and you waste it, he said that's a sin.
他跟我说，如果你有你所天赋的能力、才干。你把它浪费掉的话，那是一种罪。
And without even knowing it, he was correctly interpreting what's in the Bible.
当他自己并不知道的时候，其实他是在解释圣经里面的话。
God gives us opportunities. God prepares us to do good works. He gives us talents. If we waste that, it's a sin.
神有装备我们，他给我们预备了能力和才干，如果我们把它浪费掉的话，那是一种罪。
And doesn't speak well of our relationship with God.
这样对我们跟神的关系也是很不好的。
This being Father's Day, I've got a few particular words to say to fathers.
因为今天是父亲节，我想对父亲们特别说几句话。
Although someone told me last week was Father's Day, so it's a little confusing.
对，上个礼拜有人跟我说上个礼拜天是父亲节，这有点困惑。
But it can be hard to see that God has prepared us for the role of being a father.
可是有的时候我们很难就是想象说神把我们摆在一个父亲这个位置。
I know that I did not feel like I was prepared.
我知道我并没有觉得说我是被预备好的。
But the amazing thing is when God puts you in a role, He can prepare you then.
可是很奇妙的是，如果神把你摆在一个位置的话，他会为你预备。
God is faithful, and He gives you what you need.
神是信实的，他会供应你所需要的。
So fathers in particular, what do you need to be equipped with?
所以父亲们，你们需要怎么样的被装备呢？
Well, the most important from God's perspective is you need to be the spiritual head of your family.
从神的眼光来看，你必须要是你在你的家庭里面的灵性上的领袖。
Whether you like it or not, whether you think you're ready or not, God has put you in that role.
不论你喜欢不喜欢，或者是你认为你是不是准备好了，神是把你摆在这个位置的。
And I know for a number of the fathers here, your children have left home.
我知道在当中的有些父亲，你的小孩都已经离家了。
Well, bad news is your role doesn't stop then.
这个不好消息就是说，你做父亲的角色并不是就到此结束了。
You still need to serve as that spiritual leader.
你还是要在灵性上面得引导他们。
In particular, if your child's facing some kind of spiritual crisis and they're not at home.
尤其是当你的小孩他们离开家，然后遇到一些灵性上的挣扎的时候。
So sometimes we may think we're not prepared for what God has planned for us, but we're wrong.
所以有的时候我们可能认为我们并没有完全准备好做神要我们做的事，可是我们是错的。
God can and does prepare us for whatever roles He has for us.
神是有这个能力，而且他已经这样做，把我们预备好来扮演我们的角色。
So what are some of these other roles? What are some of the other areas of service?
那么还有其他哪一些角色需要我们来做的吗？
Well, you know, one could be very simple. Just saying hello to people when they come to church or when they come to some other church event.
有一个很简单的就是当你看到新人来参加我们教会的活动的时候，你去跟他打招呼。
You know, I have to confess something. I am not a morning person.
有一件事情我要告白的就是我不是一个很早起的人。
It is way easier for me to be cheerful like 10 o'clock at night than 9 in the morning here.
对我来讲晚上十点对我来说是很愉快的，比早上九点在这里我会觉得愉快多了。
And I really admire our song leaders because they always look so happy when they're up here.
我也很钦佩我们的领事姐妹，因为他们在这台上的时候都看起来是非常快乐的。
And I just shake my head. I can't do that.
我只能摇头说这个我没办法做到。
But that's where God gives different abilities to different people.
可是这就是神给不同的人有不同的才干。
And so, if you have that ability, if you can reach out to people just with a friendly greeting, then use it for God.
对，如果你有这个才干，你能够向人伸出友善的手的话，那你就这样为神做吧。
Meanwhile, I'll be hiding in the back somewhere.
那我呢？我会躲在后面。
An example from yesterday, just doing maintenance work, cleaning up around the building.
举例来说，就像昨天我们在做一些打扫维护的工作。
I don't think you need a special talent or ability, but you do need a willingness to serve.
我想你并不需要特别的才干或能力，可是你必须要有一个愿意服侍的心。
One of the most important, be a prayer warrior for God.
有一个很重要的事情就是做一个祷告战士。
Everything we do runs on prayer.
我们所做的每一件事情都是依靠在祷告上。
And so, if you have the time, and more importantly, if you have the inclination, please pray.
所以如果你有这个时间，你有这个天赋能力的话，请你来多祷告。
Even when you pray at night alone, you're serving God.
即使你是在晚上一个人祷告的时候，你也是在侍奉主。
Simply put, serving God just comes down to looking for ways to help others.
总结的简单来说，就是侍奉主就是来找方法来侍奉。
And there are many, many ways to do that.
然后有许多不同的方式你可以侍奉。
Both inside church and outside church.
在教会里面或在教会外面，你都可以侍奉。
Now, if you want some ideas on different service, especially in church, go to the teens room.
如果你要想拿到一些主意是怎么样侍奉的话，你可以到那个年轻人的那个房间去。
On the board in their Sunday school room, they've got a great list of many, many different ways that we can serve.
在他们主日学教室的黑板上有列了很多事项，我们都可以侍奉。
But the most important thing is to just be watching.
可是最重要的事就是张开你的眼睛看。
Look for those opportunities.
来注意寻找那些机会。
And ask yourself, is this a good work that God has been preparing for me?
然后问你自己说，这是不是神为我所预备的要行的善事？
Is God calling me to serve in this area?
神是不是呼召我来在这方面做侍奉？
Is God calling me to be part of the team?
神是不是呼召我来与大家一起同工？
Matthew chapter 25 verse 21. His master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
马太福音25:21说，主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
We've already mentioned that serving God, doing these good works is not necessarily easy.
我刚刚提到过，我们来侍奉主，来做这些事情，并不是一件简单的。
A lot of times it takes work.
很多时候你需要花费心力。
It takes effort.
要努力。
It takes time.
要花时间。
And we may have to keep trying, keep at it.
我们可能要一次又一次的去尝试。
But the great encouragement is that if we're willing to do that, God is waiting to congratulate us.
可是有一个能激励我们，就是如果我们继续这样做的话，神会祝福。
God is waiting to say, "Well done."
神等着要跟你说，做得好。
That should be our incentive.
这个应该是对我们来讲是一个对我们的一个。
To look for those opportunities and to await the day when God would say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
让我们要来寻求这个机会，寻求这个时间，等到有一天神会对我们说，你做得很好。
And it's my prayer that together we can all look for those opportunities.
我希望说我们能够大家一起来寻找这些机会。
Thank you.